Congressman Charlie Rangel wants to reinstate the draft and require women to register into Selective Service. The Democrat from New York says a mandatory draft will encourage Congress to exhaust all options before weighing military action. As for women in Selective Service, Rangel says now that women are allowed in combat, men and women are now equal partners in defending our nation. With us now is Congressman Rangel, Democratic representative from the 13th District of New York, on his 22nd term in Congress. Hello, Congressman.
Hi, good talking with you.
Great to have you. Okay, so reinstating the draft, not always a popular idea. Explain your rationale behind that.
Well, war is not a popular idea, and the whole concept is that the president is now talking about pulling all our troops out by the end of December of 2014. What a great time for our country to take a deep breath and find out why the heck we were in these countries in the first place. And would we have gone in if we had thought that we were going to lose 6,000 American lives? I think not, especially if those lives could come from our communities and our family. And so, unfortunately, in Iraq and Afghanistan, and there has been no personal or political sacrifices except by the young people who have volunteered. And it's just not fair, and it's not a deterrent for future engagements.
So this is your idea of a deterrent to war, not necessarily the idea that the draft itself being something you would want to do, more that avoiding war at all costs.
Well, I really think that performing a national service is good for the individual. And there's no one I've talked with that have served in the military or really served their government that hasn't declared to me what a better person they are for it. Everybody who loves this country should be willing to give it a couple of years of public service. Mm-hmm. But yes, I do really believe that before we go to war, if we just think that a group of volunteers are going to handle it, and that we don't have to do, it's not even an inconvenience. You bet your life it makes a difference if indeed everyone knows that this is universal, men and women, and no exemptions.
Yeah, and that's the next thing, women registering in the Selective Service. I mean, as a woman having grown up in the United States, that's a totally foreign concept to me. Exactly how old, what's the cutoff age?
25 years old.
All right, well, I'm good. But yeah, so a lot of women growing up in this country, we're just not at all familiar with the idea of having to register for Selective Service and possibly being drafted.
Well, other countries are, and there's so much. I mean, after all, women are doing a great job in the military, as they've done a great job in everything else that men have been able to do over the years.
But suppose that we're a young woman is married and is just about to give birth, or is a young mother, and she gets drafted. I mean, imagine that scenario.
Well, those things have to be taken into consideration, but the fact is that it does happen, and women do serve, and having children has not been a deterrent to people fulfilling their obligations. And so it just seems to me that if we're talking about equality, this is it. Women have proven to excel in the military, and yet until recently, they weren't able to be designated as with a wartime occupational title. And this legislation that I've introduced today will give us a chance to let women do all that they can do. This is an opportunity for them to excel in whatever it is in terms of doing service to this great nation.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would agree with you there. But going back to the idea of, I don't know, I just think of young mothers, women who just had children, young children, and then possibly being forced to be separated from those children. It's not as cut and dry as maybe some might think it is. Life is complicated.
No, it's certainly not cut and dry, and neither is it cut and dry for the women warriors and mothers that are fighting in Afghanistan and have fought in Iraq and have fought in World War II in some kind of way. It is not an easy thing to do, but we have never had sacrifice in this country. There's been no attacks on our shore, so we don't know what adjustments have to be made when national security is an issue. But it's abundantly clear that the women have proven in recent years that there is no situation that they can't handle as relates to excelling in combat.
Well, that, I can agree with you there, Congressman. Up against the clock. Thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you for the invitation, and have a great weekend.
You too. Congressman Charlie Rangel, Democratic representative from the 13th District of New York. He's on his 22nd term.